Thank you very much, Chair. We note that the current draft of the political declaration calls for better compliance with existing norms, including international humanitarian law. But the need to comply with existing norms, including IHL, is self-evident and should be seen as an obvious minimum baseline for this process, not its ultimate objective. It is from this starting point that we seek to strengthen the protection of civilians in armed conflict, not simply to restate existing obligations. This process needs to add value to those existing obligations. We need to aim higher and do more than simply reiterate what is known. Assurances by some states that adequate mechanisms to protect civilians are already in place seem disconcertingly detached from the reality of extensive and systematic civilian suffering that continues to be well documented in armed conflicts around the world. While we recognize the value of a robust political declaration in its entirety, Operative Section 3 is where the greatest clarity is required to have a concrete impact in military policy and practice with the specific objective of minimizing civilian harm. When explosive weapons with wide area effects are used in populated areas, approximately 9 out of 10 casualties are civilian. This is a troubling trend that has held over time and across conflict zones. This constitutes a humanitarian emergency of the highest order and must translate to a strong operational commitment under 3.3. The text in 3.3 that reads, when the effects may be expected to extend beyond a military objective, end quote, gives the impression that these effects are hypothetical or extraordinary, when in reality, they are persistent and widespread. Moreover, the current wording that says, and I quote, restricting or refraining from can lend itself to significant ambiguity. On the one hand, it may give the impression that states will have a choice between either restricting or refraining, which is clearly not the intent here. On the other, the concepts of restricting and refraining from may be read to be synonymous when they are clearly not. The highest possible standard to advance the humanitarian objectives of this declaration would be achieved through a clear commitment not to use explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. Why? Again, because when explosive weapons are used in populated areas, 9 out of 10 casualties are civilian. Relevant military policy and practice must therefore be guided by a presumption of non-use or an avoidance policy. We support INU's earlier statement, which calls on states to avoid the use of explosive weapons in populated areas and to reflect this obligation, this commitment in paragraph 3.3. The international community should aspire to a norm of non-use, whereby any deviations would be highly exceptional, and in any case would require solid and sufficient mitigating measures intended to minimize civilian harms. Thank you, Chair.